Daddy, are you working?
Oh, okay. I just didn't know if you had a minute to talk. I mean, I don't come home from college every day, you know.
Yeah? You can take a break?
Thanks, Daddy.
Well, so I know you don't like to talk about this stuff, but I wanted to talk about the lady that you brought home last night. I know you're an adult and you can see women, and I'm not mad about that, Daddy. Mom left us a long time ago, and I know you're not looking for a replacement for her. And I want you to know that I appreciate that. I don't want a new mom. I love just having you in my life. I want my daddy all to myself. But that's the thing, Daddy. You bring home these different women, and they're all just kind of bleh, you know? Like, they're dumb. You brought home a girl one time who thought diet pills were just regular pills with less calories. That's just stupid, Daddy. Like, I know they don't stick around or anything, but I didn't exactly have a treasure trove of great lady role models growing up. No, I know you tried to keep that part of your life separate from me, and you always make time for me. That helps. But this isn't really about me, Daddy. I want you to be happy. And I don't think that revolving door in your bedroom is very fulfilling. No, I'm not telling you how to live your life, Daddy. I just want you to have somebody who challenges you. You know? Someone who isn't intimidated by you. Oh, now don't give me that look. Yes, you are. You're totally doing the big who me right now. Like you're just some big dumb baby who can't figure things out. Don't forget that I've spent my whole life with you, Daddy. So I know how smart you are. You can't just sit around and say, oh, gee golly, what's my little girl talking about? I'm just some big old huggable teddy bear all the time. See? I know that you know that you're a real big man, and all these women that don't take the time to get to know you think that you're just this take-charge gorilla. And you just use that to play a little part for them until they get on your nerves, and then you just move on. Daddy, I'm sure it's fun to be in charge of all your lady friends for a little bit, but don't you sometimes want to be taken care of? Don't you want someone who, I mean, like, a relationship that's more equal? Where it's not just you giving all the time until you're tired and don't have any more to give? Daddy, are you okay? Oh, Daddy, are those tears? No, I didn't think you'd take this so much to heart. Come here, Daddy, it's okay. Let me sit in your lap like I used to. Gosh, Daddy. Even though I'm a grown-up now, you still feel like my giant daddy when I'm right next to you like this. It makes me feel kind of like a little kid. What? Well, of course I'm a grown-up. Didn't you notice I'm a woman now? Oh, don't be silly. There's no little girl out there with breasts this big. I'm probably bigger than every one of those teeny women you brought home combined. I may be short, Daddy, but that doesn't mean I'm small. That's the main difference between me and all those girls you brought home, isn't it? Well, that and an actual IQ. I know that was pretty catty. But don't you think I didn't notice that you only bring home women who are really small, Daddy? You must tower over them most of the time. And I bet they never get tired of you throwing them around, too. Yeah, I got your number. I told you that I'd know you. Although, to be honest, I found myself getting really jealous of these women, Daddy. I'd see them coming out of your room wearing one of your shirts, just looking like a dress on them, and I wanted to just... I want to just kick them right out of the house. Maybe I'm selfish. I want to monopolize all your time, though.
Oh, I know you tried to stop that from happening, Daddy. You didn't want me to see your little one-night stands. I can call them that, right? That's what they were, and I am a grown-up now. You don't have to pretend they're little sleepovers anymore. It's okay, Daddy. I know you were fucking them. I'm not under any delusion at all. Those noises I heard from your bed was just playful wrestling. You could never stop me from seeing them, though, Daddy. All of those women wanted me to see. They were vicious and vile. They wanted you to themselves, and they wanted me to know that you were getting something from them I couldn't provide. One of them went so far as to send me a text from your phone asking me to come home just so I'd walk in on you two. I know you remember that one, Daddy. You were so embarrassed. You didn't know how long I stood there watching you bend her over this desk, taking her from behind, pushing her down with your big hand while she was screaming. Her voice was like out of some shitty try-hard amateur porn. The kind you probably jerk off to and then forget, right? But I know exactly what I'll never forget, Daddy. I'll never forget how big you looked next to her. I remember seeing your, well, your penis, Daddy. It was so big. It was the biggest I've ever seen in my whole life. And I remember wondering how you could even fit it inside a woman. She looked like she could barely walk afterwards when you told her to leave after that little stunt. Hold on, Daddy. I need to move. I want to hug you closer. And I need to straddle you to do it. Here, that's better. That lady, she was a horrible old cunt, Daddy. Do you remember how she smiled even when you asked her to get out? You remember when she looked right at me and winked before leaving? I hate her so much. I guess you didn't hate her as much because I know you brought her back here again after that. I saw you blowing her. No, she didn't trick me into finding you that time, but it wasn't like I could sleep over the sound of her sucking you off that night. I don't blame you for calling her again, Daddy. I could just tell she was making you feel good with that stupid little slut mouth of hers, and I was fascinated, Daddy. I saw the way your head fell back, and your giant hands wrapped around her head, and your hips thrust up into her mouth from the couch. Gosh, the way she gagged on you and then kept going, I just couldn't believe it. Oh, Daddy, you're remembering it too, aren't you? I can tell. I can feel you growing underneath me. No, Daddy, don't apologize. I wanted you to grow. That's why I decided to tell you all these naughty things. I knew you'd get bigger for me if you remembered all those dollar store alley skanks you brought home at night and the slutty things you did to make you feel good. They were all so small like me, weren't they? They all wore their hair like I do. And don't think I never noticed that every last one of those bitches called you Daddy just like I do. Oh, gosh, you got a little bigger when I said that. Do you like it when a sweet little girl sits on your lap like this and whispers dirty things into your ears? Do you like it when it's your own little girl calling you Daddy like this? Because those other girls, they're nothing. You're not really their daddy. That's all just pretend. But me, I'm your little girl. And your real little girl just has a thin pair of athletic shorts in between you and her right now. But you know that, don't you, Daddy? You can feel all the heat coming off of me. Can I confess something for you? I always get hot when I think about you.
I can't help myself. Every time I feel your fingers on my skin, or I feel your lips pressed against my forehead, or I see that outline of that big fucking bulge in your pants. And it's so big, Daddy. There's no mistaking it. I get so hot. You're so much bigger than me. And every time you get close, you just overwhelm me. You're like a giant next to me. Even your scent fills me up and takes me over. Fuck, my little cunt throbs just thinking about it. Oh, Daddy. Fuck. Do you know what I was doing every night I heard you stretching out some poor little slut with that big dick in your room? I was grabbing my favorite pillows so I could straddle them. God, yes, Daddy. Straddling those pillows just like I'm straddling you right now. And I just grind on them, you know? Everything to make my little pussy feel good. I'd hear those girls in your room moan and scream and imagine it was me getting filled up just right by your giant fucking daddy cock. I know. You've never heard me talk this way, but I just can't help it anymore, Daddy. I'm sitting here in your lap, and I feel that monster between your legs just getting bigger, and it's throbbing right up against my little shorts, and I need it, you know? I need it. Yeah, you're right, Daddy. It's wrong, and it's bad, and I'm a little bad girl for feeling this way. I think about how bad I am every time I imagine stuffing this big fucking cock in my tiny little mouth. Do you know how often I imagine that, Daddy? So much. Sorry, Daddy, but I need to. I need to just move on it. Just pretend it's my pillow and making myself feel good again. Fuck yeah. Just let me grind against it back and forth, please. Please. Does it feel good for you too? I want it to feel good. I want to take care of you. I want to make you feel better than any of those other girls. You don't need them, Daddy. They're trash. Stupid, used up, worthless old cunts. They can't do what I can. They can't make you feel this special. Just look at me, Daddy. Your little girl is a woman now, and I can give you everything. Would you like that? I'll give you more than those sad old bitches ever could. When my ass is bouncing in your lap, you'll know it's the roundest ass. When your fat fucking cock is deep inside me, you'll know it's the tiniest pussy. I've got the hottest mouth, the biggest tits. Daddy, I've got it all, and I want to be just for you. Yes, Daddy, please unzip your pants. Yes, I need it put inside me, please. Please, right now. Go slow, Daddy. It's so big. God, just let me lower it down. Just a little more. And a little more. Oh, fuck. Fuck. My legs are shaking, Daddy. Hold me up. Thank you. Help me down more, please. I want to take it all. Fuck, I want to take it all for you. God, you're filling me up. Oh, it's better than my pillows, Daddy. It's better than my biggest fucking toy. God, you fill me up so fucking good. It's so big. It's so big. Shit. Yes. Yeah. Fuck, Daddy, give me more. Give me more. Tell me I'm better than this old slut. Tell me I'm the best. Tell me I'm the best. Get your hands on my hips, please. Grab these big tits. God, yes, yeah, squeeze them. Squeeze them, Daddy. Suck on my nipples. Yeah. Yeah, just like that. Oh, fuck. Do you like this type of girl pussy? You like the way it squeezes that fat horse cock? This pussy is all yours, and that dick is all mine. That's right. You're not gonna be bringing any other girls home anymore, are you, Daddy? No, sir. No, sir. You've gotten everything you need right here, bouncing on your cock. Yeah. This is all you need. You just need your little girl's tight little pussy milking that big dick. Trying to get every last drop of cum out. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, it feels so good. It feels so good. Your cock feels so good. I just hope I'm not squeezing you too hard, Daddy. Oh, fuck. I want it so much. I want it so hard. Go harder. Go harder. Oh, God. God. Oh, fuck. I'm so close. I'm so close, Daddy. I'm so close. Oh, God. God. Oh, I'm gonna come. I'm gonna come for you. I'm gonna come right on your thick cock. I want you to come with me, okay? Okay, I need you to come with me, okay? Better than I dreamed it would be. And tonight I can sleep in your bed, can't I, Daddy? We can have a sleepover in your room. But it's not gonna be a sleepover, is it? It's just me taking my rightful place and finally getting my daddy all to myself. You can cuddle me all night long, and then tomorrow morning I'll see just how much of this monster I can fit in my throat. Yes, that's right, Daddy. I'm gonna take such good care of you.